Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the night brings a warm breeze with clear skies stretching over major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Enjoy the calm evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Defense Minister Katz has stated Israel is preparing for renewed conflict with Iran and will not withdraw from Lebanon. This was reported just minutes ago. Also, Ynet shared earlier today that Katz has warned Israel could be at war with Iran as soon as tomorrow, and the IDF is preparing an independent strike plan. Also, this hour, Israel Hayom shows that the summer season in Eilut is attracting teenagers to risky activities at the beach pier. Separately, the Times of Israel reports Katz emphasized Israel has no territorial ambitions in Lebanon, but will remain until Hezbollah disarms. And finally, Forward mentions that traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has significantly dropped, reflecting global tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Shurat Hadin, an organization focused on fighting terrorism in court, posted just minutes ago urging support for their legal battles. Belaz News shared 21 minutes ago that the IDF has sealed a massive Hamas tunnel network in southern Gaza using a significant amount of concrete. Amichai Stein noted in a post from earlier that the US government believes normalizing relations between Israel and Syria before upcoming Israeli elections is highly unlikely. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Defense Minister Katz's comments, reported by Walla. He warned that Israel is bracing for a potential conflict with Iran and emphasized that any threat from Hezbollah will not lead to a withdrawal from Lebanon. This stance comes as tensions in the region escalate. The implications for regional stability are significant as military preparations intensify. Turning to the summer activity in Eilut, Israel Hayom highlights the influx of teenagers engaging in dangerous antics at the southern beach pier. This trend raises safety concerns as authorities urge caution to prevent accidents. The city is bustling with summer tourists, yet these activities could pose risks. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel's report on Katz's statement regarding Lebanon underscores Israel's strategic position. Despite no intentions to claim territory, Israel remains committed to disarming Hezbollah. This comes amid fears of renewed fighting with Iran within days. The regional diplomatic landscape remains tense, with key international players closely watching these developments. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel aims to develop space-based laser weapons, as announced by Defense Minister Katz. This ambitious plan aligns with Israel's preparation for potential conflict with Iran. Separately, Globes examines the recent weakness of the shekel, contrasting its high performance in May. Analysts attribute this to changing risk assessments and market dynamics. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Immunai has signed a $15 million agreement with a German pharmaceutical giant. This collaboration will utilize Immunai's AI platform to accelerate immunological research. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.